Late in the winter of my 17th year, my mother decided I was depressed. Presumably because I rarely left the house, spent quite a lot of time in bed, read the same book over and over, ate infrequently, and devoted quite a bit of my abundant free time to thinking about death. Whenever you read a cancer booklet or website or whatever, they always list depression among the side effects of cancer. But in fact, depression is not a side effect of cancer. Depression is a side effect of dying. Cancer is also a side effect of dying. Almost everything is, really. But my mum believed I required treatment, so she took me to see my regular Dr. Jim, who agreed that I was veritably swimming in a paralysing and totally clinical depression, and that therefore my meds should be adjusted, and also I should attend a weekly support group. This support group featured a rotating cast of characters in various states of tumour-driven unwellness. The support group, of course, was depressing as hell. It met every Wednesday in the basement of a stone-walled Episcopal church shaped like a cross. So, here's how it went. The 6 or 7 or 10 of us walked/wheeled in, grazed at a decrepit selection of cookies and lemonade, and sat down in the circle of trust. Then we'd introduce ourselves. Name, age, diagnosis, and how we're doing today. I'm Hazel, I'd say when they get to me. 16? Thyroid originally, but with an impressive and long-settled satellite colony in my lungs. And I'm doing okay. Once we got around the circle, Patrick, the support group leader, always asked if anyone wanted to share. And then began the circle jerk of support. Everyone talking about fighting and battling and winning and shrinking and scanning. To be fair to Patrick, he let us talk about dying too. But most of them weren't dying. Most would live into adulthood. Which meant there was quite a lot of competitiveness about it, with everybody wanting to beat not only cancer itself, but also the other people in the room. Like, I realise that this is irrational, but when they tell you that you have, say, a 20% chance of living 5 years, the math kicks in, and you figure out that's 1 in 5. So you look around and think, as any healthy person would, I've got to outlast 4 of these bastards.